Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Governor Tim Walz used his final State of the State address last night to talk about his accomplishments over the past 7 years and the work that still needs to be done. The governor says he's addressing the fraud issue, but needs lawmakers to help too.
Taking responsibility doesn't mean just taking the blame. It means taking up on ourselves to fix the problem. And when it comes to the next step in fixing this problem, the legislature has a role to play. I proposed a package that strengthens detection, strengthens oversight, uses sophisticated analytics to identify suspicious activity more quickly.
Republican House Floor Leader Harry Nisca says the governor's speech was disappointing.
It would have been good to hear some accountability on the record of fraud, as Speaker Damas said, on the record of poor educational outcomes, on the record of education mandates and problems that are going to the property taxes of our state, but we didn't hear that.
Walz touted paid family leave, free school meals, the North Star Promise program, $1 billion investment in housing, record graduation rates, and proposed a new child tax credit. The debate over the new Minnesota state flag versus the old one is big business for some flag stores. Lee Harold of Harold Flags in Rochester says the 1983 flag with the state seal on it was never popular.
That was true, but it is not true today. We're probably selling what before the change on the old flag. We're probably selling in a month what we would pretty close to what we would sell in a year.
And a man from Fairmont is charged in Sunday's deadly shooting in Mankato and the assault of his ex-girlfriend. 44-year-old Joseph Bulfer is facing second-degree murder, attempted murder, assault, and burglary charges. Court records say Bulfer broke into the townhome of 37-year-old Rosalyn Rohde and fatally shot her new boyfriend, 52-year-old Joshua Downey. The World Junior Championship scored big off the ice, bringing $71.5 million in economic activity to the Twin Cities region from December 26th through January 5th. Wendy Blackshaw is president and CEO of Minnesota Sports and Events.
What's really amazing about that number is it was driven primarily by visitors. So about 73% of the activity that we saw came from people traveling out from outside the region for this event.
A U of M study found that visitors to the area spent an average of $451 per trip. And the Minnesota Wild topped the Stars 4-2 last night in Dallas to take a 3-2 lead in the first round playoff series. Matt Zuccarello had a first period goal in his return from an injury. Matt Boldy, Michael McCarron, and Kirill Kaprizov also lit the lamp. The Wild and Stars play Game 6 Thursday night in St. Paul. This is MNN.